The water pipeline from the Cabin Creek Reservoir has long had a flow problem. Earlier this year, the city stopped using the line after discovering a section of the high-density polyethylene pipe had collapsed on itself. Engineers later determined that one of the contributing factors was an unidentified substance clinging to the inside of the pipe. Public Works Director Carl Hagerman had a sample tested and told the city council about the results this week.
Basically, the lab came back with a finding that it was a non-living organic polymer waste of some kind. They characterized it as a spent resin from a treatment process.
But Hagerman was skeptical of the lab's findings because the water in the reservoir is not treated before it enters the pipeline. Hagerman said the city can glean a few things from the results that will help them choose a course of action to deal with the substance.
The one thing, it's not alive, so we can't necessarily kill it with a chemical and remove it that way. The other thing is that it doesn't dissolve in acids, bases, or chlorine, so we can't kill it or remove it from the pipe with that kind of a chemical addition. We have to remove it with mechanical means, which brings us back to where the direction we were pretty much heading with the design was to install some kind of appurtenances to pig the line and clean it mechanically.
A pig is typically an oval-shaped cleaning device that's launched into the line to clean out debris and obstructions. Because of the lab results, Lagerman told counselors it would be prudent for them to consider the possibility that the substance is actually the result of the pipeline itself degrading.
I highly doubt that's what's going on, but during the project, we'll be getting some, obviously removing some pipe from the line. At that time, we should probably take a close look at the pipe that's been in service and see if it is degrading. If we have some kind of a anomaly that's occurring and our pipe is degrading, we should at least figure out if that's going to continue to be a problem for us.
While Hagerman saw the possibility that the line itself was degrading as unlikely, it still prompted some anxiety from counselors like Mark Jensen.
So, Carl, if we go ahead with our water line repair and the line keeps degrading and falling apart, what are we going to have in the end?
Well, I like to say it's not falling apart, and we're not sure that it's degrading.
This is an assumption,
right?
I guess. So, what if it is?
That's loaded.
Throw good money after bad, I guess is my point. I mean, we need the water lines.
Hagerman said he had a hard time believing that the commonly used plastic material would be deteriorating. If it was, he said it would be very bad for the HDPE pipe industry. Another lab test will cost $750, and considering the money the city spent on the pipeline already, Councillor Melinda Hofstad did not think that was too much to spend for a second opinion on the substance.
I mean, you sound pretty disbelieving that that's what it is. I mean, if a second lab would come up and say that's what it is, then it would be hard to disbelieve it.
Yeah.
I personally think we ought to just take another test and send it to another lab.
The rest of the council agreed to have staff get a second laboratory test done on the mysterious substance. Also this week, the city council finalized a revision of its ordinance on vicious or dangerous dogs. The measure was recommended by local law enforcement and the Public Safety Advisory Board to clarify how authorities should handle problem dogs. The proposed ordinance language defined a dangerous dog as one that threatened a person or attacked and injured another domestic animal. Vicious dogs are defined as a dog that aggressively attacks a person and causes serious injury or fear of serious injury. The new law sets out procedures for impounding such dogs and citing a dog owner, as well as the process for seeking court approval to destroy a problem dog. One member of the public, Joe Stratman, had a concern about the ordinance's wording on interactions between two dogs.
I support the city's effort to clarify the regulations in regards to dogs' interactions with people. However, as I said 2 weeks ago here, my concern is that if regulation dictating one dog's behavior towards another goes into effect, that in the future one dog owner may have a legal basis to have another dog owner's dog destroyed for being involved in a harmless dog fight.
So Stratman suggested the city more clearly define a dangerous dog as one that seriously injures another dog, rather than just using the word injures. There was no objection on the council, which amended the ordinance and voted unanimously to pass it in its final reading. Meanwhile, in other city news, the council will wait a while longer before sending out a survey to harbor users. In the face of increasing harbor rates early this year, the council started talking about sending out a survey to gauge local opinions on harbor services, which services users could do without, which services were more important, and so on. The council had a draft ready to approve earlier this month, but some Harbor Board members were concerned it was too negative and asked for a chance to revise it. However, the board was unable to get a quorum together before this week's council meeting. Councilors' opinions were mixed over whether to approve the council survey, an alternate survey prepared by the harbor staff, or some combination of the two. Mayor Al Dwyer wanted to make sure one point was clear on whatever survey went out.
I just want the Harbor Board to know that the council, at least some of us, want people to know that if they want these services, they're going to have to pay for them. That statement has to be in there someplace. Mm-hmm. I don't mind any of these. You know, I'm willing to pay for anything that's on here. I'd say yes to everything on here, but I want to know what you think. You know, if people are complaining about the rates down at the harbor, what do you want us to cut? Because we're not going to give things away.
The council agreed to postpone the survey until the end of September to give the Harbor Board another chance to meet and give input on the issue. And in upcoming issues, the City Council may work with the Chamber of Commerce and other business interests to develop a policy that restricts the city from offering services that compete with private enterprise. City staff and the Public Safety Board are looking into more prohibitions against skateboarding on public property outside of the public skate park. And city staff will do more research on the possibility of leasing downtown parking space from the Elks Club. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.